Welcome, Chambra. Welcome, Masters, to the Crimson Circle, here at the CCCC, four C's, yeah, and in Louisville, Colorado, for a very, very special time. So here we are, these bold, courageous ones that have decided to make this the lifetime. And boy, did we really sign up for the deal, huh? And how about an arg with that, huh? Arg, yeah. And it's doubly specious, triply specious, and quadruply specious because it's actually the beginning of a brand new series. Yeah. Woo! Walk on the powerless life. Take a breath with that. Walk on the powerless life. And what a transformative experience we're going to have. I know already that's pushed a lot of my buttons, huh? Whew, whole new frontier. But we already know that's the way. It's information that we really feel and know in our heart. And now we're going to live it. And we will be the pioneers for the rest of those who are here on earth and for those in the other realms that are going to follow us. So here we are in Louisville, but also all over the globe and truly a multidimensional experience. And let's take a breath with that, huh? A multidimensional experience. And you know, this last week was like the 70th anniversary of the ending of World War II. And if you watch the news, you can see where that's stirring up a lot of energies that have been stuck. And that's going to continue to unfold, you know, going forward and find its resolution. And just by us being here, we're helping to facilitate that. And what a powerful thing that is without marching in any parades or whatever, huh? Very powerful. And the neat thing is that we got here because of our knowingness. Our knowingness. Now, someone may have turned it on to us, said, hey, or look at this, whatever. But we're here either in the studio or viewing it because of our knowingness that this is the time. And let's take another breath with that. Ah, special time. And the last month was a horrific month with all the activities going on with the Crimson Circle, and it's only going to continue internally with all the work that's been done. And Monday, then Jeff and Linda, they take off, and they're going to be gone like 3 weeks. First they go to France. Oh, poor guys, yeah. For the threshold, and then to Romania for the magic of Merlin. Oh, so tough, huh? So let's welcome them while we got them. Come on down, Jeffrey Hoppe and Linda Benio Hoppe. Yes.
Thank you, David. Thank you, always. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Oh, sorry about those tears.
We're going to go straight to the south of France to this beautiful area with gazillions of flamingos, and we don't even have to stop in Paris.
Saint-Marie de la Mar.
Ah,
I learned how to say it. Yeah.
It,
right on the coast. It's apparently where Mary Magdalene and a couple other Marys stopped after they left Egypt. They stayed there a little while, kind of in the area of the Qatar country, and also very close to where our events coordinator, Maya, lives. So I'm looking forward to that.
Let me tell you the really important fact. The really important fact is we're going back to this area, and there is this incredible bar restaurant downtown with the most incredible flamingo, unbelievable, gypsy, crazy, my sexiest, most sensual experience I've had in my recent history, except with Jeff. Except with Jeff. And we're going back, and they remember us. Woohoo!
They do. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. It's been 2 years since we brought a rather large group there, about 70 people.
Wasn't that last year?
No, 2 years ago.
Was it really?
And they remember us. Is that good or not? I don't know. But,
we'll let you know.
But for those of you who wonder sometimes, I know you ask yourselves, well, how do they determine their workshops and where they go? It's actually a very elaborate scientific method. Linda's like, I want to go back to that bar.
Kinda.
Okay, and we're going back.
Kinda.
But, we are actually, it's been kind of funny. We've been on at home now since the middle of June.
It's like, what
it
is that kind of, about?
Wow. Had a beautiful summer. I mean, it's been an amazing summer.
I got itchy feet, though.
Yeah, but I've loved the summer. I built fences, and I planted grass, and I've done all sorts of stuff
killed
in the yard.
Bagworms.
Every day at about 2 or 3 o'clock, it's like, not that grass, Marty. So every day at about 2 or 3 o'clock, I was like, I got to get out there and do some work. But like,
he
Linda,
starts going, he's like, I'm going to go outside and work now. It's like, really?
Get on a tractor and do guy stuff. But like Linda, I kind of have itchy feet now. It's time to get back on the road, and we're both looking forward
connecting
to this trip. We've got some great, great chamber that we're going to be in touch with on the trips, particularly a large group in Romania. I think about 160 for the Magic of Merlin. And, you know, and we limited to that. It could have been a lot more, but we're going to be doing some interpersonal work there. So we wanted to keep it reasonable.
And if you're going to be there or you're trying to feel into it, Jeff made me watch this movie the other night that was, you know, really helped me get in the spirit of it. It was called Dracula Untold. And it actually is based on that original person that saved Romania from the Turkish people.
Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. And it's the first time I've heard a historical version and magical version of that story where I actually liked Dracula.
Yeah. It's actually a really good
Seriously.
Movie if you get a chance to watch it.
Really well done.
I wanted Linda to watch it right before we went back to Romania.
Oh, Nightmare City.
Anyway, it is Labor Day weekend here in the United States of America. It's one of the top five holiday weekends.
It's a government holiday.
It's it was Labor Day. It was designed for the unions. And I forget which president it was, wanted the union vote. So
that sounds so American. You mean negotiate a
made
vacation
this holiday,
day?
And now nobody knows what it's for. It's Labor Day weekend. What does that mean? The other major holidays, of course, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, and Memorial Day. And Easter doesn't get in there. Does anybody really go out and have fun at Easter? No, I didn't think so. No.
I celebrate the bunny every year.
But it's on Sunday. It's kind of like big deal. Give us a Monday, we'll
celebrate.
You never
celebrate, turned on the chocolate.
But Sunday, no.
You never turned on the Easter
I don't.
Chocolate?
Yeah. Anyway, it's Labor Day weekend is also kind of the end of summer. You know, we know we have a nice fall coming up, beautiful fall here
have
in Colorado.
Have you been reading the astrology and the forecasts and the NOAA weather reports? You haven't been reading any of that,
No, because we're heading out of town, so it doesn't make a difference. But it's also the beginning of football season here in America. American football, go Cheeseheads,
when
go
does
Packers.
When does it start, Jeff, officially?
Well, they've had the preseason, which doesn't mean anything, so I didn't even watch it. But the real season starts, I think, on Sunday, week from tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So between now and the end of the year with the holidays, Thanksgiving, and, of course, again, I'm speaking about here in the U.S., but it's great. It's a great run through Christmas, and, you know, we've got all that. We're going to have a Crimson Circle Christmas party on December 5th. We're going to do it here in the studio, bring in a lot of food and alcohol and water.
Good. Why don't you just put that over the internet?
But,
you just did.
We're gonna have fun. So it's a great run between now and the end of the year, and then winter.
But wait. He skipped October.
I love October. October.
Now wait.
Yeah, when is the next shout?
October 3rd.
3rd.
And I collaborated with David McMasters to see if we could, you know, come up with a theme. And without a doubt, especially after Jeff's article, it's going to be a pirate theme. Remember, it's Halloween month.
Halloween month.
Should, you need to come dressed up or we're going to think there's something wrong with you.
At least
you.
Like wear a bandana or something.
And you either come as a pirate or a parrot. It's up to you. Ted, that's a dare. That's a dare.
And, yeah, so we're going to have fun next month. You can come dressed up as something in the pirate genre, if you would. And it makes it fun. And great pictures to look back on later. But it's just kind of fun.
I know some of you will go crazy, and maybe we'll have a pirate contest.
I think we should.
We'll have the best pirate contest.
$100 cash prize to the winner. Yeah. And cash. not a store credit, but cash. So you get $100. And we did not talk about this beforehand.
Obviously not.
None of this is ever rehearsed. You probably couldn't tell. Don't laugh.
Just so like, be prepared. And I'm like, for what? And he's like, well, just be prepared. And he's like, for what?
Whatever happens. But okay, so everybody got that. Everybody, and if you're watching it online, dress up like a pirate just for grins and take a selfie and then send it to us.
What's wrong with you? Post it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, take a selfie, post it on Facebook. And
Crimson Circle on Facebook.
Linda was referring to my article in Schomburg Magazine. I hope you had a chance to read it, at least read Jean's article, which was very good. But in mine, I ended my article by saying, I forgot what it was, but always a pirate, never a parrot. So, obviously you didn't read the article. Anyway, let's move on. For those here in the studio, you probably noticed in our unending quest to always improve things, you know, always a changer, we have a new camera, a boom.
This is serious
stuff. And the reason why we have that is because I'm going to show it off here. The reason why we have that is the camera used to be back there on the wall, and it was kind of hard for Linda and I to look that far back. It took us into a different dimension. You know, we have all of you in the audience, but to try to look all the way back there, it was kind of weird.
There's thousands and thousands of people watching online.
Maybe millions. And it was hard to be talking, and then all of a sudden you have to talk way back there. So John Kaderka and Joe Collins worked out this arm, built it themselves, and it's amazing. I mean, it can... Can you do a...
See, they got all the wires. No wires are hanging down anymore to the ground. They got the power going up now. Whoa.
Yeah. Now...
Look how easy. Wait, show the shot.
Put it on these big screens. Do a fly-in so they can see how this looks. And it zoom out and then do a fly-in. It's so cool.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You guys are easy to please.
It's pretty cool, huh?
But I mean, if you look at that, it's like, wow, that is like Hollywood or what?
Not really.
Well, all right. It's like Toronto. They do a lot of filming.
It's professional.
It's
more professional than
actually,
ever.
Though, it's really cool. And then for those watching in online, it's so much easier for Linda and I to be, or Damas, to be talking. And as we scan, also to be acknowledging you amazing people who are watching in online, because when the camera was way back there, it kind of was harder to look. So also we put the pedestal underneath there, and it has nothing to do with the mechanics of the operation of the camera.
I don't know what the problem is. They're so worried that somebody might, like, run into it. And it's like, what are they worried about? You know, what's the problem? What's the problem?
Some are height challenged and others are not. Anyway, I do want to thank John and Joe for working on that. It's...
It takes a team.
You know, and speaking of that, we've had a really wonderful run this summer here at the studio. We've done so many things here. I think I counted 12 or 13 events, including things like the SES update, which was huge. Aspectology update, huge. The recent, we just released it, Ancestral Freedom. Amazing, if you get a chance. That is
really
amazing.
Is a great experience.
Addiction Unplugged, which we'll talk about with John Flaherty, so far beyond what we had kind of planned or thought it would be. But we realized that this studio, that Chambra made possible, has made such a difference.
It's changed everything.
In everything.
Yeah.
Everything. In our lives personally, but also just in what we're able to do and the fun we have here. Not only the Shouds, but the other gatherings and the ability to do today a pizza party afterwards or a Christmas party or whatever. And this has become such...
So you went through these key things that you produced to the two parties. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's such an amazing, amazing place that everybody helped to build, and I'm so appreciative.
But just at the snap of a finger, you know, it used to be Jeff would say, we're going to do this, and it's like, wait a minute, we got to rent a room, we got to get all the stuff together, we got to set everything up, we got a day to set up, and then a day to tear down, and now Jeff just snaps his finger, and we all run like monkeys.
But not fast enough.
Oh, Mr. Virgo.
Oh, gotta keep moving.
You heard it.
Anyway,
that's been recorded.
I wanted to point out this new amazing high-tech camera. The pedestal is to keep people from running into it. But we're just keep improving things. And Linda and I just want to personally thank the staff and all of Chambra because it's made this, you know, things really started changing in January 2014. Mm-hmm. If you remember, we were still up in Coal Creek Canyon, and Adamus said, I'm leaving, and if you want to come with me, that's fine, but we're going to a different place. And boy, in that, what, year and a half plus, it's been amazing. We're here in the studio now. The work that we're all doing with consciousness, with our enlightenment and all that has just been beyond. So getting a little, David and I are going to have a guy cry. But, no, it's really been I would say the most satisfying period of my life in what we're doing.
You know, it's stunning because one just last comment that, you know, when this thing came up and we had an idea what it would take to just have a permanent rental space and be able to just, you know, set the cameras up so we didn't have to keep setting them up and tearing them down. The idea of a studio at this level and this quality was never what we imagined at all. And it was shocking that Chambra knew what we needed more than we did because really we couldn't have done this without the support and the gifts that Chambra have. For really, you created this and we can't thank you enough.
But and also to expand on that just a bit before we get into the slides, but as Linda said, we were actually looking for just a little, you know, dank dungeon space where we could come
Nobody
in and
said dungeon.
Do a recording, you know, it wouldn't have any place for an audience, just a, you know, little humble space. And it was Adamus and Chambra that's like, no way, it's going to be a good space and it's going to have the right energies. And I learned a huge lesson from that, to get out of my own way, to allow things to come forth. And then, as you probably know the story, when Adamus said in February 2014, it's time for a studio, would Chambra please contribute? It was stunning. In less than 30 days,
I've
the
never
funding
seen anything like, I've never
to
met.
Do it all, pay for it all. And I really learned at that point, get out of my own way, because things can happen
just
in ways we can't even imagine. Yeah. Our mind and our patterns sometimes won't let us open up. And I've learned from those two things, and I use it all the time for an example, is to get out of your own way and watch what can manifest in your life. It's truly amazing. So anyway,
good.
All because we got a new camera.
Do you have any tears? Let me see your tears.
I am. I'm crying inside.
Because I got tissues. I got tissues.
Oh, that's sweat. No. Anyway, we should get into the slides or we'll never get time today.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Next.
So next.
Charisma.
So, no, we want to welcome all Chambra who are here.
I thought we did that already.
No. I don't think so. Let me look at my slides. No. Do I have my slides?
We didn't welcome you. I am so sorry.
So we do want to welcome everyone who's watching in online or is here in person. Anybody here in person for the first time?
They're not going to raise their hand. They know better.
Okay, and I think today, actually, we don't really have many out-of-state visitors.
Not so many, just a couple. California. Yeah.
California.
But we're familiar with you. We know
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. All right, we got a great group here today.
There we go.
One thing I noticed before we started, you guys are really energized today. I mean, oh, there was so much excitement before we started. Is that a
parrot or a hawk?
Hawk.
Okay.
Hawk, yeah. Actually, Susie Schimmel sent me this graphic the other day, and I was like,
really?
Oh, man, I got to.
Susie did?
Yeah, yeah, I got to use that. So, anyway, welcome, Shambra.
Wow.
If you're watching in online or you're here in person, thank you for being here.
Cool, Susie.
Okay, so let's move on. I think we need to do a recap on the last shoud, because I pretty much forgot.
The end of charisma.
So it was the 11th.
Is it end, or we just keep moving?
That was the end of the charisma series, and we do have a video
recap.
So we keep
living our life with charisma?
We could bring that up, turn the house lights down, and let's see what we did last month.
Can we keep living with charisma?
As I stand up here now talking, I'm talking to each and every one of you. This is your shout. This is what you are creating. But I'm also doing it as much for myself, as much for me. Because as I'm up here talking, basically translating, putting forth your message and mine, there's a part of me that is hearing this right now. Part of me. It is the part that is not an ascended master. It is the part that is having a very difficult time 2,600 years ago. It's a part of me that is so frustrated and confused and lost. So I'm standing up here talking to myself, saying to myself, you're going through an evolution, an opening. There will come a time of enlightenment. I'm standing here talking to my past, and the past isn't way back there. Actually, the past is right here. You're doing the same with yourselves right now. You're talking to your past. You're talking to what you could say is your now, your current time. And there's part of you that you would call from the future, but it's really not. It's all from the now, talking to yourself, saying, it works out. It had to. It absolutely comes together in the most beautiful and amazing way that you created. Nobody else that you created. There's that part that's of you that's talking to you right now and saying, take a deep breath. Relax. You know, the interesting thing is there is really not a past, present, future. Everything has to occur in the now. Everything has to occur in the now. It cannot occur in the past or the future. So even this ascended master of yourself is in the now, in the same now that this human is in the very same now. And the past is in the very same now. So what's the issue, you say? How come I don't get it? Well, because you're just viewing or aware of one small part of the now. It's all happening right now. There's no going into the future. It's right here. And in a sense, you could say that's what you're telling yourself right now is open your awareness, allow your awareness. You are probably finding out even more, that life is becoming a whole series of contradictions. And that's difficult. The human likes things nice and organized and knowing where point A and point B and C are. You're probably noticing tremendous contradictions in yourself in what I'm telling you. Contradictions on one hand where I say, be in life, be in the joy of life, but the next moment I'm going to tell you, you're addicted to life. You say, well, isn't that a contradiction? No, not at all, not at all. Where in one moment we're talking about being open, next moment talking about being focused. Isn't that a contradiction? No, not really, not really. Particularly once you start allowing yourself to be in the and, because there are contradictions at different levels of reality and vibration and energy. There are great contradictions in what you would call nature, natural reality, and what's in other realities. And that's why it's difficult to see them. So please get used to it. The contradictions. And there's nothing wrong with your mind when you start perceiving grand contradictions in things and in yourself. And they can all exist and coexist together, even if they're out of sequence, even if they're incompatible, they can coexist together. That is a huge point. Your mind is not going to figure it out, and I'll explain that in just a bit. So just be comfortable with it. Just be comfortable. That's opening up. That's opening up. And there's times you're going to feel very awkward, and it doesn't make sense, and you're going to physically, mentally, spiritually, and you're going to feel like you're being turned upside down, and that's okay. That's okay. A lot of you worry about getting a little older and the mind going away. You know, there's not a lot of difference between going geriatric and going enlightened. No, there's not. There's not, other than being able to understand what's happening. So here you are now wondering, what's happening to me? I can't remember everything. You're just putting your focus in many different realities. The mind is struggling to comprehend it, to remember it, to make sense out of it, and it cannot. It cannot. It can't, so stop trying. That simple. Your mind has a focus here, and it's only going to be able to focus here, maybe here and a little bit beyond, not much though. So stop trying to make the mind understand what it cannot. It cannot. The point is twofold. There's multiple focuses all going on at the same time, but you're so locked into just the human that you're not seeing the others. Okay? Second point is you are trying, and this is not new, you are trying to do life or enlightenment from within the human mind and perception, and it will not work. Trying to do awakening, spirituality, enlightenment, realization, whatever you want to call it, and you're trying to do it from within the human perception, it will not work at all. You are going to get frustrated, angry, tired, sick, and then you'll die. And you'll die frustrated, angry, sick, and tired, and broke. Having tried so hard to make all this work from within humanness, stop trying to do it from the mind and beliefs and humanness. It will not work. You are not responsible for your enlightenment, okay? And I said it, I've said it for a year and a half now, but you end up going back there and trying to do it. Why? Why? I wonder, are you that obsessed with you doing it? Yes, thank you. Everybody raises their hand. Yep. But you keep trying. What's that about? Why do you keep going back to something that has not worked before and is not going to work again, the human trying to do the enlightenment thing? I know why. Somebody said over here, control. Stop it. Stop it. You, as the human in the now, sitting here in the same place as the enlightened being in the now, or the witch in the now, you, as the human, are not responsible. You are only being asked to do two simple things. One, you've already done. Choose. You've already done that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Otherwise, you wouldn't put yourself through such excruciating emotional and sometimes physical pain. You've already made the choice. Number two, just be aware. Just be aware. That's all. The I am is taking care of everything else. Not God. We got rid of God. Not angelic counsels or anything else, but the I am, your I am, is doing everything. Everything. You may not be able to perceive it because you have an expectation coming from a limited human perspective. You may not understand, but the I am is doing everything. It's just for you to be aware and to allow. Geez, I like that.
That's good. You channeled it.
I know, but I mean, I enjoyed it. It was good. Yeah. Wow. And thank you, Gene, for putting together the recap, and it kind of brings us all back up to date, back in the same space. Okay, let's move on. We're going to go right to upcoming events because, actually, in August we had events, but they were all here in the studio. We weren't on the road. We didn't take pictures. So we're going to go right to upcoming events. That plane's going to crash into something in just a minute. Oh, no.
When we do in the studio. Was that funny?
No, it kind of, yeah, okay. The studio.
That was about as much fun as talking to United.
Go ahead. You're going to say.
I'm lost.
We are headed off, as we mentioned earlier, to Saint-Marie-de-la-Mar. I think I said that right. France, somewhere in France. For the threshold, it's sold out. We won't elaborate on it, but we will take pictures and post them on Facebook. Okay.
Wait and list only, yeah.
After that, it's Magic of Merlin in Romania. Really excited. It's been about, I think, 3 years, maybe four, since we've been back to Romania.
Three.
And I was kind of surprised when Adamus selected this name for the workshop.
You were and you weren't, right?
We're going to do Merlin magic kind of stuff, and that's really not what Adamus normally does. It's more kind of lecture stuff.
Well, so what do you think he's up to?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
But didn't he spend a little time in that area, some mystery school time there?
We're going to be in Cebu, Romania, which is in the heart of Transylvania, and it's an amazingly beautiful area. We've been kind of in that region before. Got a great group coming in from all over Europe and of course, Romania. And special thanks to our hosts, Florin and Carmen, who are probably busy right now making name badges.
They are doing a great job.
They really are.
It. Is that going to be a cool name badge or what?
Cool name badge, and that's a real photograph. That's
a
not, in the Romania, Transylvania area. That's not airbrushing or illustration. If you're
not making it there, you're going to miss it, because I am telling you, it's a magical place. There's a lost part of it in history, and at night, all the animals howl. I don't know what they're howling at.
They really do. It's
they really do.
Kind of weird. And I know Adamus is going to tell some stories of his time as Merlin.
I'm wearing all my silver jewelry.
And carrying a wooden stake with you, too. So anyway, after that, we are back here for the October 3rd Shoud,
correct.
The Pirate Shoud. So make sure to get dressed up if you would. And then after that, it's over to British Columbia, Canada for Threshold. We have a lot of Thresholds you'll see coming up.
Well, it's a very small group. We only allow 24 regular attendees plus staff, so it's a very small group.
We were there last year in October. I love the resort. It's beautiful. It is wine harvest and drinking time there. Yeah, it's just truly amazing.
If you really don't have a lot of money for clothes, that's the event to come to. We've still got a couple of places open.
Just wear bathrobes.
All you need is, yeah, they give you a white bathrobe, and you can go anywhere in the hotel with the white bathrobe. It's really scary. It feels like a mental institution to me, but we won't go into that.
We have two spaces open, so if you're interested, please let us know right away. I never thought of it that way, a mental institution. One flew over the crystal cuckoo's nest. Yeah. Okay. After that, I got to catch up with myself here. After that, another threshold.
Oh, there you go.
And this time, we're hopping all the way to February. This time it's going to be in, how do you pronounce it, Linda?
Mooloolaba.
Mooloolaba, Queensland, Australia.
On the coast.
This is a brand new listing. We have sent out the notice to the Crimson Circle Angels. I think already 10 spaces out of the 24 are taken. So if you are interested in coming with us to
Mooloolaba.
Mooloolaba. You could see photos of it
here. Sounds like something you should be saying when you're kissing somebody, Mooloolaba.
Absolutely. a beautiful place. And actually,
get this. It's February. Hello. It's February.
It's summer.
It's
in
on
Australia.
The sun, literally the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Literally the name of the airport you fly into that's closest is called the Sunshine Coast. February. Hello. Think about it.
So if you're interested, please let us know. It's coming up quickly, and I know it will fill up very quickly also. Prerequisite is the sexual energy school.
That's correct.
So make sure you've taken that or you're going to take that. Our host there is the amazing Deborah Potts.
She did a great job finding that place. Also, thank you to Liliana, who was also working to help us find a spot. But we did end up with this one. And again, if you've never been to Australia, I do not know a culture with such an obvious, amazing sense of humor that crosses all generations. So if you've never checked it out, think about it.
And then immediately after that, we're heading back down to Sydney for a two-day light integration workshop. This is where we get really in-depth about integrating our light mind and light body into this reality. It's going to be at the Crow's Nest Center, which we've used a number of times. It's a great facility in the Sydney area, just north of the bridge. And our host for that is Leanne Woodbury.
And Sydney, of course, is another awesome, amazing
city. Oh, Sydney is, you could just
amazing.
Spend days and days and days touring and having fun and going to Manly Beach, which is where we're staying.
Another Australian fact.
Yes.
They have more fatally poisonous creatures than any other continent on the planet.
Not in Sydney.
Yeah.
No, not in Sydney. No, no. Sydney is wonderful. and Linda and I actually personally...
I did
that thing where you climb up on top of the Sydney Bridge. I mean, I did it once. I will never do it again.
Literally, you'll wet yourself. You only want to do it once.
On top, that little span that goes between on the top of the bridge from one side to the other, and it's like a sense of vertigo.
Are you afraid of heights?
Oh,
so that
was
interesting.
I was on my knees, like, while going across.
You have to empty out your pockets. You can't have anything in your pockets. You have to put on their jumpsuit. See, crazy place. You have to put on the jumpsuit.
And you can't spit.
Can't spit.
No, because it hit the cars down below.
Yep, was so disappointed. Really, I can't.
Like,
everybody knows you're supposed to spit off a bridge.
Anyway, registration for that event, the Light Integration in Sydney, opens on September 12th.
And thank you to Leanne Woodbury.
We highly, highly recommend taking Ancestral Freedom before that class because that's such a big part. It's an integral part, actually, before you start getting into the light and mind-body integration is to let the ancestors go.
And a special, extra special thanks to our friend Marissa Kelvey.
Yes,
she helps us find people to work with us to move on to keep doing events in Sydney. Thank you.
Okay, and moving on.
Where are we going, baby?
It is time for the amazing Chambra News.
Oh, my God, who created this class then? Wow.
We cheated. We asked John to turn up the subwoofer first. You want to see that again?
Yeah, if I can
okay,
go sit on the subwoofer?
No. Okay, here we go. I could feel it in my backside.
It's like an earthquake.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, as ominous as that is, we have some wonderful things to talk about. As always, the Chambra magazine just came out this week.
I love the label on it.
Okay. Okay.
So I this love month, the you label know, on it.
Gene doing the editorial, Mark Ritter doing the amazing design and graphic works, and we're working, getting great articles and all, putting everything together. It takes a lot of time and work to do that. And so we send the magazine out. It goes out now on Tuesday before the shout. It goes out, and we're so excited about getting feedback. And the first thing we got back was, it's finally time you put a man on the cover. And it's like, okay. But how
I got pictures of you that look like
how
that.
Did you like the magazine? That's as far as they got. Looking at that man on the cover.
Everybody printed it out. It's above everybody's, you know, on their bedroom mirror.
Anyway, so I couldn't help putting the subhead here. It is actually more stimulating than Ladies Home Journal or Red Book. Do those even exist anymore?
Yes,
are they around?
Do.
Oh, you read them?
No, they exist. The beauty shop when you're getting your
Oh, I thought everybody now didn't do magazines in doctor's offices and beauty shops. You're on your mobile phone. I mean, who needs the magazines then? They still have them, okay. Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Anyway, please check it out. There's some great articles this month, which are really, really good. So, and moving on to the next thing. Oh, our new Shout series starts today. Today, it is the beginning of our seventh year with Adamus. Doesn't it seem like just last century that we started working with it? Sorry.
Yeah, that's going to come around bite you.
And normally we don't find out the name of the new series until after the first one. But he pre-announced it at the Addiction Unplugged workshop. He said, here's the title. So we actually had time to work on the graphics and everything else. He's calling it the Walk On series about the powerless life. Jeez. Makes you just kind of wonder.
No, know. It doesn't. It
really?
Sounds so clear to me.
Really? It's kind of
yes,
ominous.
So, no, it's
ominous.
Not. I think it's awesome. It's so clear. I had such a hard time when I saw you pick the fog. Because, like, no, he's talking about clarity.
And then you got this guy walking down the road.
Oh.
Or it's a girl, actually. Walking.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Walking down the road, you know, all by himself, going into the fog. It's like, whoa, what is this going to be about? Either struggling or happy to be away from his family, and you know, he released his ancestral stuff. Anyway, we've already come out with the video opening for it, so can we play that now? Okay, here's going to be the new House Lights Down. Here's the new video opening.
Ooh, Rowdy Yates.
Let's start that over. Hang on, I think we're having technical difficulties. Just bring it back to the slide screen until you guys figure that out and let me know when it's ready to play. But it's really cool, so I want to make sure you...
It looks like Rowdy Yates.
No, I don't think so. No. We'll have it back up in just a moment. In the meantime, let's fly that camera around a little bit and show what it can do. No, do give them an overhead shot way up high and kind of looking down. And can you put that on the main screens so they can see what that looks like?
Scary.
Right. Whoa.
Cool.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
You can't.
It's making me motion sick.
You can't hide. It's like kind of like God watching over you.
Kind of, no. Adamus is pissed off at God.
Isn't that cool? I was so excited about it today. I came in. It's the first time I've really seen it in operation. Smile, Carrie.
That was scary. Carrie.
It's kind of creepy in a way, but kind of cool, you know. I was so excited. I asked the guys, could we do all the cameras like that? Well, I'm all flying around, all doing stuff. Okay, have I danced enough? Are we ready for the video?
Okay.
Come back to it later. Okay. So we're going to move on then. Back up here. Okay,
Jeff,
there we go.
It takes time.
And can we get the slides back on the screen? So we're going to come back to that opening in just
new
a minute.
New product.
I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got some new products based on a lot of the things we've been doing lately. The first one is Ancestral Freedom. We recorded this back, actually, I think in July, but we had so much going on, we just kind of sat on it for a little bit.
Actually, we weren't really ready to do something with it. We were going to wait until like October, and then Adama said, hell no, that won't go. We're doing it now.
Yeah. He said, what are you guys waiting for? I said, okay, so it was just released the other day. It is really, really good. We actually just came in here into the studio and I think recorded it one day, no audience or anything. And it was truly amazing. It's two segments, 2.5 hours. And it is about honoring and releasing the ancestral connections that affect your body, your beliefs, your mind, your everything.
Connections you don't necessarily even imagine.
Yeah. You know, and it sounds kind of weird. It'd be hard going to, you know, my family, for instance, and saying, hey, you ought to listen to this. But
you would have to talk to them, and then it would be okay.
But it's not about dishonoring. It's about saying,
no.
Okay, it's time I had my own body. I had my own thoughts and mind. And after you go through this, it's just truly amazing. And I think we have a clip that we're going to show, maybe.
Actually, the feedback from the people that have already participated in it has already proven to us that it's really quite good material. A good experience, and you really do gain something from it.
So we may or may not have a little clip. If not, we can just do shadow figures for a little while. And we could do mime. Or we could just move on to something else.
Whatever you're drinking, you can't have anymore.
What? No, I'm just trying to, like...
kill time? Sing a song?
No, I know. We'll get it figured out here in a moment. It was all this hoopla over that new camera. We get so excited about it that... Okay, when John... Can we get a shot of John working on this? I mean, he looks so serious back there.
He's an electrical engineer by training and professional experience. He holds us to a high standard.
And see, now the minute the camera went on him, he's like, okay, got it fixed. Okay, lights down. First, we're going to do which one?
Ancestral Freedom.
We're going to do Ancestral Freedom? Yeah. Let's do the new video intro for the new series, Walk On, with a little sound and video. Here we go. Boom.
Boom.
No, that's Ancestral Freedom, but we'll watch this. We'll watch this. Okay. These are just some clips from Ancestral Freedom. Very few humans have gotten to this point where they understand their lineage. They understand that it is to be honored. It is something that's brought them here, but it is also time to let go. You probably experienced this, particularly in the last few years. You wondered at times what's holding you back. And this is one of those things. You wondered why. It seems like such a struggle at times to realize your enlightenment. And this is one of the very core reasons. In order to understand it, let's start at what could be called the beginning. To the original spiritual families, this is the core. This is where the true lineage started, where you began identifying with a group. And that is still to this day so much a core part of who you are. So you bring this to Earth with you. You eventually took on a biology on Earth. That was a big step. Because when you took that first birth, now you are in. Once you get into biological incarnation, you're there until you come to your freedom, until you realize your sovereignty, or until you realize your enlightenment. You've had a lot of predispositions to things. You've had predispositions to your physical look from your family. You've been predisposed to a lot of attitudes. You know, depression runs in the bloodline. There are the obvious biological predispositions to not only the way you look, but to things like a healthy heart or heart attacks, to cholesterol, to weight levels, to everything else. A predisposition that's carried right down the bloodline. And the thing is that you spent a lot of your life fighting things that really are not yours. They were ancestral predispositions. What we're doing here, what you're doing, is so very important. It's a big step. It's a very big step into enlightenment. So ancestral freedom is not like a three-day workshop or anything like SES or Aspectology, but I would consider it to be one of the most important things right now for Chambra. And I believe there's a Mirab in there also. I kind of forget.
There is.
Yeah, and it was two Mirabs. So Dreamwalk and a Mirab. Oh, that's right, Dreamwalk and a Mirab. It is available on the Crimson Circle Cloud class. I think it's $75 between now and the end of October, and then it goes to $95. I mean, it's relatively affordable, and I would really consider it, highly, highly recommend it.
There's no one that I believe couldn't benefit from it.
Yeah.
It's there for each and every one to have their own personal experience. Okay.
Then there was Facets of Wisdom. This was something we did here in the studio, actually, for Group of Chambra that were meeting in Switzerland. But it turned out so good that we thought, well, let's offer it to everyone. It's a downloadable product. It's an audio and video, of course. And it's really entertaining, and there's some wonderful insights. It's about 1 hour. It's a $20 product, and it was really, really kind of fun. And it's also, Adamus talks about something he's calling the Facets of Wisdom Project. If you listen to it, you'll understand more. But we've actually set up a web page to really collect these bits of wisdom from Chambra all around the world.
Okay.
Next, moving on. Addiction Unplugged. I think some of you that are here in the studio were here for that. We did it with John Flaherty a couple weeks ago.
How many of you actually participated in it in one form or another? Good.
Yeah, we did it with John Flaherty a few weeks ago, and it was so much more than about addictions. Adamus took it in an amazing, amazing direction. I really enjoyed it.
What I liked about it is what you're saying. It went beyond just what we think of typically and traditionally as like physical addiction, and it went much more beyond that, and how we all have addictions in some form or another, and how we can really look at those patterns and work with them.
And how actually in the coming to enlightenment that we actually realize how we're addicted to life itself, not in a bad way, but in a way we're moving into enlightenment, but we don't want to let go of all the great things that life has to offer. And really one of the beautiful things about enlightenment and realizing that this is probably going to be your last lifetime on this planet in physical form, you start to really kind of get a little choked up about the beautiful things in life. And there are so, so many. Instead of focusing on the hardships, you start, I am so going to miss these things. So I think we have, if we would, David started it, then I would cry.
You know, Jeff starts immediately thinking about the separation from his tractor and just like that.
Right, right. Tractor anxiety.
It just overwhelms him.
I think we have a video to show on this also, just a short little video on it. As we start this segment, please take a deep breath and allow, have fun with your addictions. Because, as former Father Flaherty said, once you are aware, your addictions simply dissolve away.
For the addict, of course, everything is about time. Because there is that fear that there just might not be enough.
One can say that an addiction is compulsive behavior with a rewarding stimuli. But I would say, actually, an addiction is the false desire for energy that is translated into the desire and accumulation of power. Power. That's it. Every addiction is all about power. Now, power is an illusion. So therefore, to reveal the end here at the beginning, so are your addictions. They're absolute illusions. It's all coming from here. And here's desire for power. Power is when one seeks energy outside of themselves, from other people, from angelic counsels or spirit guides or past lives or God. There's no need for power. Your consciousness, you naturally attract energy just by consciously being. And everything you need is there. However, when you're not aware of yourself, when you're not understanding what energy really is, you get distorted. You go off into the power game. And it's played by many. And it's played very well by many. And it's very addictive. Very, very addictive. Power itself. And it shows up through the things we've talked about here today. Drugs, alcohol, sex, leadership, all the rest of that. But actually, my friends, it's an absolute illusion. Every addiction is about the accumulation of power, period.
As soon as you discover more about who you're not, immediately conscious awareness comes into play, and you begin at least to discover a little more about who you are.
So, I call this the power of addictions because ultimately, the only thing somebody really gets addicted to is power. That's it. Not substances, not behaviors or habits, but power. Power is somebody's desire to get energy from outside themselves. So I'll ask that question to each and every one of you right now. Everyone, are you really ready for freedom? It's very freeing. It's very liberating. But it also takes on a huge responsibility only for yourself. That's the real conflict. Are you ready to take on your responsibility for your sovereignty, for your beingness, for your existence, without blaming anyone else, without excuses? Are you really, really ready to change? Addiction Unplugged is available in the Crimson Circle Cloud Class, 7 segments, great information. It's not really about addictions. It's about Well, the powerless life.
Well, wait, that's the name of it. It is about addictions, but it's about allowing us to see them in a whole new way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
a broader way.
John Flaherty pointed out over and over again, you actually become addicted to the recovery process.
Yeah.
And it's promoted the recovery process, and Adamus is saying, walk on. Just get out of it. So before we go on break, we'll play that video intro for Walk On when we come back from the break. But just a quick note that, remember, September 27th is the supermoon lunar eclipse. It's going to be here in Colorado, I think, right about 8 o'clock at night or something like that. 8:47, Dave Schimmel says. So
8:47?
Linda,
oh, that's
are,
a very humane time.
Yeah, we're going to be in Frankfurt. It'll be 3 in the morning in Frankfurt, so not so humane. It's going to be really cool, and I know Dave is going
that's
to get
funny,
some good
Dave,
shots.
Huh? You think that's funny?
So please make sure to come to the Grand Ascended Masters room on the website. It's open for 4 days prior to and after any full moon. That's going to be an amazing time. Go visit the what we're also calling the
But don't forget
room.
To look up in the sky, too.
yeah, but any time during that time period. And
there was one point where I was in the game room, and it was full moon. I'm thinking, I'm really liking this, but I need to walk outside, too.
Yeah. So anyway, make sure to visit. We'll send out a reminder if you've subscribed to the reminders.
The nice energy in the game room.
Beautiful energy.
Really nice.
And also a very special thanks to all the Crimson Circle Angels.
Thank you.
We really, really, really couldn't do it without you.
You really help us.
We appreciate your most, your love, your support. And
new creations, it's a wonderful gift.
And also a very special thanks to everyone who makes this amazing Schaumburg community, from the Crimson Circle Angels to the international web hosts, the translators who are probably already busy translating right now, to the Crimson Circle Advanced Studies teachers. We always have fun doing our teacher show every Thursday before the Shoud. And to all of you, we thank you for your support. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in 25 minutes from now, and we're going to see that video opening.
And by the way, your friends and family know you're different, and it's not bad.
Okay, we'll see you guys in 25 minutes.
Thank you.